Kamsack, comedian Dean Jenkinson graced the stage of the Playhouse Theater in Kamsack, treating the audience to an evening filled with laughter and entertainment. The event, which attracted a diverse crowd of comedy enthusiasts, showcased Jenkinson's unique comedic style and sharp wit. Jenkinson, known for his observational humor and clever storytelling, delighted attendees at the March 22 show with his witty anecdotes and relatable observations about everyday life. His performance resonated with audience members of all ages, as he skillfully navigated a variety of topics ranging from family life to current events. Throughout the show, Jenkinson maintained a steady pace, effortlessly engaging the audience with his quick wit and comedic timing. His ability to connect with the crowd and adapt his material to suit the energy of the room further enhanced the enjoyment of the performance. Attendees expressed their appreciation for Jenkinson's comedic talents, applauding his ability to find humor in the strange aspects of life, such as the invasive species of American bullfrogs found in Canada, apparently known by the comedian to attack anything-everything, including dragging a neighbor's cat into a pond. In addition to his comedic prowess, Jenkinson showcased his versatility as a performer, singing comedic songs with his acoustic guitar. This dynamic approach kept the audience engaged. After his show, the Kamsack Times had the opportunity to interview Jenkinson, where he shared his thoughts on his performance, along with his overall experience visiting the town. When asked about the crowd's reception at the comedy night, Jenkinson was happy to say, "I thought the crowd was terrific. I really thought they were lovely." He praised their kindness and patience throughout the extended set, noting, "Usually, in a comedy club, a headline set is maybe 45 minutes and tonight we did two 45-minute sets with an intermission which had me worried. But they were terrific. They were great." Reflecting on his journey from Winnipeg to Kamsack, Jenkinson remarked, "The ride was all right. The weather was fine and the roads were dry. The sun was out." Recalling previous visits to Kamsack early in his career, he said, "I came here early in my career sometime in the 90s. I remember myself and a comic named John Youngberg came up to Kamsack. And I remember it was Kamsack and Preceville on that night, and at least one of them was cancelled due to harvest. So I can't remember if we actually did get to perform here or not. But due to the timing, the venue owner was like, 'Yeah, nobody's coming tonight. It's harvest and everyone's out on the fields.'" Regarding his experience in Kamsack outside of the performance, Jenkinson commended the hospitality of the locals, saying, "The only thing I have not enjoyed has nothing to do with Kamsack. My Apple Watch tried to get me to the theater and somehow sent me everywhere but to the theater. So once I ignored my Apple Watch and just followed the first street, I was like, 'Oh, there you go.'" He also marveled at the vintage projector equipment in the Playhouse Theater, adding, "That projector blew my mind. I mean, it's as old as the theater itself." During the interview, Jenkinson went into more detail about a joke he told the audience after an encore, which was humorously mentioning the possibility of writing a children's book about how fish have been affected by medication flushed down the drain. "I mean, that was just an excuse to read a lame poem that sounds like it should be for kids. All that was a joke." In conclusion, Jenkinson extended his gratitude to the attendees and the local arts organization responsible for bringing him to Kamsack. "Just thank you to everybody that came out and to the arts organization that brought me out. I'm really grateful."